Chapter 80. By the time that Pitt reached the main deck, the tanker had already developed a noticeable list. The cutter head had ripped a 200-foot gouge down its length, slashing into every one of the starboard storage tanks. A full crew of men with pumps couldn't have staved off the flooding for long. It was exactly the effect Pitt had hoped for, but now he had to find a way off for Laszlo and himself. As the tanker rapidly leaned to starboard, Pitt figured it would be either a short hop down the stairway or, if necessary, a jump from the rail. As he approached Laszlo, he was surprised to see the yacht still clinging alongside. From the angled position of the tanker's deck, he was able to peer right down onto the yacht and see the entangled stairway impaled in it. Of greater interest was the figure of Maria standing on the bow, wielding a pistol. She fired several shots into the twisted link of steel that held the ramp together, then spotted Pitt a short distance above her. "Die with the ship," she yelled, aiming the gun at Pitt and pulling the trigger. Pitt was a hair faster, diving to the deck alongside Laszlo as the bullet whizzed over his head.
"Come on, Lieutenant, it's time we find another exit," he said to the commando.
Laszlo struggled to turn his way, looking at Pitt with glassy eyes that were barely open. Pitt suddenly realized the severity of his wound, seeing the bloody shoulder that Laszlo had managed to patch with a bandage. Every second counted now, though, so Pitt reached over and took a firm grip of the back of Laszlo's collar.
"Hang on, partner," he said.
Ignoring Maria, Pitt sprang to a crouch, then backpedaled up the inclined deck, dragging Laszlo behind him. Maria immediately fired, peppering a handful of shots in their direction. Her shots struck close but missed both men before Pitt had them safely out of sight. Regaining a touch of strength, Laszlo had Pitt pull him to his feet. The commando's jacket was soaked red, and a trail of blood had followed him across the deck. The tanker suddenly lurched beneath their feet, listing almost 30 degrees to starboard. Pitt quickly realized that their most immediate danger wasn't from the pending explosives.
"Can you climb with me?" Pitt asked Laszlo.
The tough commando nodded, and with an arm around Pitt for support, he took shaky steps up the deck. Behind them, Maria continued shooting, her target again the battered stairway. Several more well-aimed shots at the ramp's joint finally weakened the metal, which had bent sharply with the sinking tanker. Stomping the ramp with her foot, its joint finally broke free, releasing the upper stairway to swing hard against the ship. Free at last, Maria sneered at the tanker from the bow of the slowly sinking yacht. The tanker would drift well clear before exploding, and she might have time to make it back to the bridge for safety. At the very least, she thought, Pitt and Laszlo would die with the ship. She might have been right, only she failed to account for the Dian's own bit of vindictive wrath.